Zoran took up a curious sword, nodding to Bosie.
Come with me. I have a plan.
Something in her voice told the hare that he could trust to Zoran's judgment. The black otter turned to Garrel, who was standing by her side.
You must stay here. Keep that fire alight. Bosie, come now. Bring your fine sword.
They set off uphill at a smart trot. Zoran glanced back and saw Spingo following them. Not only that, but the mole Frub was also trailing Spingo. The black otter halted.
Go back, friends.
The Gonfalon maid had a resolute gleam in her eye.
I want to see what you're up to. Oh, don't worry. I promise I'll stay out of your way and I won't get trapped under any big rocks. I behave myself.
Bosie pointed at Frub.
What about you, my broad beastie?
Frub's homely face creased with smiles.
Oh, don't ee fret about either. Mayhap you good beast might need ee mole along with ee.
Zoran nodded.
Come then, but do as I say.
Reaching the spot where the hillside had collapsed, they stood at the edge of the hole. Yellow vapours were still pouring out as Zoran peered into the depression. Bosie stared the rim with his sword point. He watched the sandy soil silting downward into the cavern below.
See, yon big slab hasn't fallen. It's still hanging there. Oh, I dunno know what's holding it up. So, ma'am, what's the plan?
Zoran explained.
I am closer than ever before to doing what I set out to do. Corvus Skur is slain. Now I must destroy his lair.
Bosie took another look at the hole.
Aye, but even if yon old stone drops, it would destroy the place. You told me to bring my sword. Why was that?
Zoran nodded toward the big sycamore above the collapsing area. The mole crew's rope was still attached to its trunk.
All this ground is not safe anymore. If that great tree were to fall...
Spingo interrupted eagerly.
It could get a whole lot in a tree that size.
Bosie's head tilted back as he stared up at the massive height of the sycamore.
Scan my scut! You want me to chop that thing down with my sword?
Zoran faced him impassively.
We have two swords, you and I. We will work together.
Without further ado, she went to the sycamore and began chopping. Bosie sighed in resignation.
Oh, this is no task for a lad who hasn't been properly fed. But I'll do my best.
Drawing the legendary sword of Martin, he stood opposite Zoran and swung the blade. Then Frub walked in the way of the swinging blades. Both beasts had to bring their swords up sharply to avoid slicing through the mole. Zoran spoke through clenched jaws.
These friends stay out of our way.
Frub did not seem at all put out by his close shave. Leaning against the tree, he shook his head with disapproval.
Nay, nay, mum and sir, you're going about it all wrong-wise. The way you were going, you girt tree, you probably fall backward and flatten me both. All right, take it from I.
Spingo liked Frub, so she backed him up stoutly.
I'd listen to that good mole even I was you. Moles save my life. They're very sensible beasts.
Frub bowed, tugging his snout, a sure mole sign of respect to another.
Why, thank ye, little missy.
Zoran shrugged impatiently.
Then tell us what to do.
Frub held up a paw for silence. He paced around the sycamore, sniffing, scratching the earth, and tapping on the trunk with his powerful digging claws. Whilst he performed this curious ritual, he could be heard muttering odd calculations to himself.
Window drift, soil spillage, all right, must remember that. Taking into account e-layer land, angle of hillside, falling west and earth point north, I'd say, Bri, that should do her nicely, I reckon.
Moving to a point on the trunk, directly opposite the hole, he measured two paw spans, slightly left.
Could I borrow e weapon, sir?
Wordlessly, Bosie passed him the sword. At about the height of his snout, Frub notched a mark in the bark.
Start chopping your evenium, please.
They began hewing with both blades at the sycamore. Initially, their strokes were a bit disjointed, until Spingo made a suggestion.
Mayhaps if I sing a Gonfalon dancing song, it'll keep you both in time.
Right?
Bosey spat on his paws, gripping the sword tight.
Sing out then, bonny lass. I'm game to try it.